I'm Minnie Lambreth, and welcome to your Creative Purpose podcast. For each of us, creativity is interwoven into our identity. Yet how that creative purpose is expressed looks different from person to person. So join me as I highlight a principle that can help you in your own creative pursuits. Today the topic is Lighten Up. Creativity is a chance to play, to experiment, to discover, and to have fun. And you can apply this principle in anything you do. Let me bring in an illustration from some of my imaginary friends in the fictional town of Meadow Valley. It's a place set back a few years where salt-of-the-earth encounters are sweet reminders of the difference we can make in the world when we pursue our creative purpose. It seems Tammy Sue Taylor had really quite had it with things. That morning she had bit her tongue, buried her views, and refrained from making any noxious statements. Still, there were clearly problems that Tammy Sue was trying her dead-level best to ignore. So she took a pause at midday and wandered into the break room of her firm, Biddle, Bottle, and Battle, where she let out an exhausted sigh the size of 24 spreadsheets. As Tammy Sue pulled out a chair, she took a seat at a table and buried her annoyed head in her fed-up hands. But then her eye took notice of a bag of marshmallows on the counter, and this bag was sitting next to a container of hot chocolate mix. "What in the world?" she said to herself. Pretty soon, Millicent Milton, a colleague with a penchant for the carefree side of life, popped her head into the break room. "Oh, did you see the treats I brought?" she asked. "I thought it might be fun to have hot chocolate in the office today. People have seemed a little grumpy lately, and I wanted to find a way to help." Hot chocolate? During the middle of a work day? Tammy Sue was not sure this met company standards, but as she said to herself, it couldn't hurt. So she stood and walked toward the counter where she poured hot water from a dispenser over a chocolate mix in a mug and stirred in a couple of fluffy treats. As she did, her mind wandered back to a time long ago. On a cold winter's day in her childhood home, when she was in her most comfy PJs and feeling at peace, her mother had dropped a couple of marshmallows over steaming chocolate and handed her the cup. Tammy Sue had sipped around the marshmallows till reaching the bottom, when she spooned them out as the last bite. From that memory, Tammy Sue's creative mind came to rest at the word savor. "A gentle and divine hand pours us a cup of daily life," Tammy Sue reminded herself. "And even in circumstances that aren't always up to expectations, there is much to savor." Like, for example, her encounter with Millicent Milton, who probably hadn't even run her idea by management before deciding to spread a little joy in the break room. Could there be another answer in this unexpected treat, Tammy Sue wondered. And that's when she came to the word share. Sometimes, when you have an idea to bring joy into the world, you don't have to measure it on a spreadsheet or bring it before a committee. You can just do it. For if she'd learned anything from Millicent's shared treat, Tammy Sue could see that when you lighten someone else's load, your own load is often lightened as well. So how about you? What problem could you solve with a bag of marshmallows or something else that may seem too silly for your serious endeavors? As you deal with life today, ask yourself, how can I make this fun? How can a moment of playfulness bring creativity to the problems I'm trying to solve? So look for ways loads can be lightened and make it a good one for you or someone else. I'm Minnie Lambreth. Thanks for joining me for Your Creative Purpose podcast. Please visit me at minnielambreth.com for more resources on how to pursue your creative purpose, including my novella, Miss Birdie Explains the Beginning of the World.